Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back, Richard. It's Friday. Today's podcast is for Friday, and we're going to be talking about, well, this is another article column from Ryan Holiday,
right?
And it's about how to change the story in your head that's stopping you from succeeding.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this sort of is helping to round out our week on success,
right,
by talking about some things that some ideas or some perspectives or sort of the blueprint that we have in our head about what success is or how to get this to success,
mm-hmm,
and how we might need to change or adjust that so that we can really find the success we're looking for.
Right. And this makes me think about the first article we discussed this week,
mm-hmm,
about the 7 second issue is that you don't think about the Super Bowl,
right,
or the World Series. You don't think about the entire game.
Right.
You think about this single play and the wonderful thing about 7 seconds is that a football play lasts about 7 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about this. So does a pitch in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Pitch to you is a field you play on.
Right.
But in baseball,
mm-hmm,
a pitch lasts about 7 to 10 seconds.
Right.
So it's the same thing. It's one pitch at a time. I'm gonna watch some tennis videos today because I suspect that a point in tennis is about that same amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
It takes about 7 seconds.
Yeah.
If you get a longer rally, it's never more than a few seconds. I mean, 10 or 12 or 15 seconds.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And so the 7 second rule probably applies across sports.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I read this article, I thought, oh, he's talking about don't tell yourself the whole story. Don't
right.
go for the grand, you know, this mm-hmm, this large story. And he talks about Napoleon,
right,
you know, the grand strategy, you know,
right,
that he had this grand strategy of, which led to a number of important victories, but also eventually led to his demise.
Right.
Okay. So think smaller units.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
not
absolutely.
The whole story.
And I like how he started out talking about Google and YouTube, and he
yeah.
said that there was an event where the Google founder, Larry Page, was talking about how he measures you know, entrepreneurs and prospective companies.
Right.
And he says, you know, I want to make sure that they are doing something that's going to change the world.
Right. Right.
And our author here says, well, you know, that's great, and that's all, like, mm-hmm, wonderful and everything. However, that ain't how Google started.
That's not how Google started.
That's not how YouTube started.
Right.
They
right.
started out small with just the idea
Facebook.
Of, let's offer this service.
Right. Yeah. Facebook started out as a dating site on one campus.
Right.
Right?
Right.
It started out,
mm-hmm,
as a dating site.
Yeah.
As a comparison site. So these things start small and are accomplished in little steps.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it reminds me of a lot of businesses, because if you ever watch, you know, documentaries or TV programs,
right,
about, you know, this how businesses got started,
mm-hmm,
most of the time businesses today,
right,
began as something completely different before, you know, in the past.
That's right.
They started in this area, but as time passed, they sort of,
mm-hmm,
evolved and kind of shifted, and they found other areas that needed to be filled, and then they filled those areas.
You know, we I can imagine young people saying, well, I want to create the next iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
The next iPhone started in a garage. The first
right.
vision was in a garage,
right,
building a little computer.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hewlett-Packard, Macintosh, Apple,
yeah,
all these companies. They didn't start with this grand, you know,
mm-hmm,
we're going to turn the world upside down.
Right.
They started with accomplishing one simple thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So again, what we're talking about here in this changing the story in your head,
right,
is we have this story in our head that we're going to go from where we are right now, say nothing.
Right.
And we're going to, the story takes us on this path to, well, there's our ultimate destination.
Right.
There's the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's the World Series. That's what we're getting to. We have this,
right,
multi-million dollar business, and here's where we're going to go from here to there, and
right,
that's just the way that it's going to work.
Right.
And
mm-hmm,
it doesn't work that way.
Doesn't work that way. Right.
Because you, whether we think about the 7 second rule,
mm-hmm,
that you have to focus on smaller chunks,
right,
or it's simply because the path is so massive,
right,
that you can't anticipate variables and factors that are going to interrupt you along the way.
So many variables.
Right.
And we talked about the football team and the football game. There's so many variables that you can't manage all of the variables of an entire 60-minute football game. You have to do it and finally you reduce it to a single play.
Right.
Go ahead. Keep going because I'm going to see where you take this.
So
I never know where you're going to go with these things.
I like to keep you on your toes. So we have to instead, we have to change that story. We have to change the story and become more focused, more incremental in how we're going to approach success, how we're going to approach reaching our ultimate destination. And so, you know, whether we want to think about it as the 7-second rule or we want to think about it as just, I'm going to do what I can for right now.
Right.
The idea is changing your narrative, changing the idea that's in your head, the blueprint, to a more manageable scenario.
Right. I want to go to medical school.
Right.
No. Pass this chemistry class this semester.
Right.
Okay. Narrow it down to this class.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, narrow it down to this test.
Right.
To this assignment. Do that assignment well. The rest will take care of itself.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're certainly not saying to scrap the ultimate goal.
No, no.
That ultimate goal is still back
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely.
Because that's why you're making these, that's why you're focusing on this single play. That's the single test.
That's right.
You still have that goal, but it's just not the focus. It's it's out there and it sort of provides the general direction that you're headed in, but it's not the primary focus. The primary focus is today's test.
Yep. A day or two ago, we talked about disorder and distraction are the death knell of success. You know, if you can't sort through these tasks and say, this is what I have to accomplish today.
Right.
If you're so distracted by the big story, or if you can't put things in order, in some logical order, and say, okay, this is what I have to focus on today, you're not ever going to achieve success because you're going to be going shooting off. You start thinking about the Super Bowl, you start thinking about the goal, the getting to the end. There are too many variables. There are too many things to think about.
Right.
And you're going to get distracted and you're going to be overwhelmed and you're going to give up. Step back, take one small piece.
Yeah.
They talk about Bill Walsh. Mm-hmm. Do you remember Bill Walsh?
Nope.
He was a... there was Tom Landry. Well, there was Vince Lombardi and then Tom Landry and then Bill Walsh. And he coached the 49ers. He was the coach of the 49ers when they were winning all those Super Bowls with Joe Montana. When he took over the 49ers, they had lost, I think, almost every game the season before. And somebody asked him in the second season what his timetable was to rebuild the team. Mm-hmm. And have you thought about a timetable of when you're going to be at that point? And he said, very simple, no.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't thinking about that.
Right.
What he was thinking about was something he called the standard of performance.
Right.
Okay. And it harkens back to the 7-second rule because it's the same concept.
Right.
Is you do this well.
Right.
And what I liked about Bill Walsh, and he was able to do this, we're talking about the late 70s now. Okay.
Right.
And in the late 70s, he took his team apart. He took the entire concept of football and addressed every single aspect and said, you will do everything well.
Yeah.
You'll dress well.
Mm-hmm.
You'll speak differently. You will be neat and clean and competent and excellent in everything that you do.
Yeah.
Remember somebody said to be good at, if you're good at everything, if you're not good at one thing, you're not going to be good at anything.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's how Bill Walsh approached the team. And it was how they dressed, how they act, how they talked. In those days, you could smoke in a locker room.
Right.
You could smoke cigarettes or drink. I used to drink in the locker room. That was cut out.
Right.
You know, how you dress, how you act, how you talk, how you do everything. Practices were carved by the second.
Right.
You started at the same time and you ended at exactly that moment.
Right.
And so he built in this culture of excellence and precision.
Right.
And that's what led his team to the Super Bowl.
You know, it reminds me of more more recently is I heard something similar, and I didn't follow to know enough of the details, but they once said the same thing about the Yankees. You know, during the time when they were so effective, you know, players weren't allowed to have facial hair. They weren't allowed to have hair that went below their collar. They they kept everything routine because it was the image. The image is that we, you know, we're professionals. We are, you know, we're going to be clean cut. We're going to be this, we're going to be that. And so, you know, you would have the Yankees with this image, you know, meanwhile they're playing other teams where the pitcher has, you know, hair down to the middle of his back and a full beard. And, you know, the, and not that there's anything wrong with those things, but it's, you want to, you're setting a level of expectation and you're holding everyone to that level of expectation. And there's a power to that.
I'm the coach, and this is how we're going to do things. And if you don't want to do it this way, it's okay.
Right.
But this just isn't the team for you.
Right.
Okay. Now, granted, in 1979, it was easier to do that than it is today. But still, the concept is still there.
Right.
That you do everything well. Remember, we talked about that throughout the week, that decide what you want and then do everything well.
Right.
Excel at everything you do. Everything you do.
Right. And so what we're talking about is keeping control of the things that you can keep control of.
Right.
You know, again, focusing on right now, what can I do now to continue to work towards my ultimate goal? And I like how he kind of suggests the importance of taking the ego out.
Right.
You know, this isn't, you're not doing it for you. Like to build yourself up or to be, you know, to fuel your ego. If you want to, you know, I don't want to, you can't go into it saying, I want to be a millionaire. Because if I have a millionaire, and if I'm a millionaire, then I can have this car and I can do this. Okay, so now your main motivation for your goal is ego-driven.
Right,
you
that's
know?
Right.
If you have the goal of creating the best product or creating the best working environment or creating the best whatever, the goal is, because the goal is more, you know, it's driven more from a values perspective.
Right.
And that's going to help. And again, that's part of the story.
That's right. And instead of thinking in terms of who I am,
right.
You know, I am this visionary, I am this musician, I am this thinker, I am this scholar, I am this writer. Focus on execution.
Right.
Get it. Because every competent, we talk a lot about athletes because I think it's easier to see with athletes, but we could also talk about entertainers.
Right.
You know, Robert De Niro didn't become the actor he became by having this grin that I'm going to, no, he focused on the details.
Right.
You know, when he had to play Vince, Gus D'Amato, in a boxer, you know, he gained weight and he paid attention to the details.
Right.
And we can take anybody from any walk of life, and it's the people who execute well.
Right.
Who, not the grand story. The grand story comes.
Right.
But it's, you have to execute today.
Right. Because if you're executing and you're paying attention to those details, it's going to come.
The rest will come. And if you're constantly growing, you know, we're talking about a growth mindset.
Right.
That success isn't achievement. Success is growth.
Right.
Success is growth.
Right. So, all right, that's it.
I like these. Yeah, I like these articles. So take a look. Put them all together. You know, one of the things I would encourage people to do this time is take a look at each one of them.
Right.
That we did each, because each has a contribution to make.
Right.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, all right, that is it for today. Always mention to follow us on Facebook and Twitter and iTunes and Google Play Music. And YouTube, and we're all kind of, man, we are all over the place. But, you know, subscribe, like us, share us, write a review, rate us. All of those are great ways for other people to find us and to you know, take part in the conversation.
Right.
You know, follow our, check out our Patreon page, patreon.com/TheMentalBreakdown. If you have the ability, the means, the opportunity to support some of the work that we're doing, creates a little bit of time so that we can do some of the other things that we're doing,
you know,
and want to do.
You kind of mentioned this in passing each time at the end, but I'd really like to get a dialogue. I'd really like to hear from our listeners. So if there's any way that you'd like to converse, talk, have a dialogue, make comments, we would really love to hear from everybody.
Yeah,
you know, I'd love to hear from our listeners what your thoughts are. You know, compare them to ours, disagree with us, agree with us. But yeah, by all means, communicate.
Yeah, one of the things you can do if you become a patron through Patreon
right,
is we now have a Discord
page. And so you can write to us there. We're going to have, we're building it so that there's going to be different sections so that you can, if you want to talk about, you know, parenting or sports psychology or any of those kind of things, that we can create these different streams so that, you know, ask a question, we'll talk to you about it, we'll respond, because we're going to be manning those that so that we can engage in those conversations.
Because we have a few people who write to us fairly regularly.
Yeah.
And it is so helpful when we get reactions.
Right.
We got a reaction. Can I add this? We got a reaction on the Christmas one that we did about people, places, and things. And somebody said, well, what if you don't have anybody? You know, we're talking about buying gifts and all the, you know, 20. And I got a response from a reader who said, I have just the opposite problems. I have nobody to buy for.
Right.
And
that's interesting.
Right. And so it educates us. It helps us to have those other perspectives, because it never occurred. That didn't occur to us.
Right.
Okay. That there's another whole demographic out there. There's another whole group of people that we want to speak to.
Right.
And that response has helped me, has helped shape my thinking. So please, don't ever hesitate. Let us know.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, all right, that's it for today. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.